And the exploration potential of districts, I'd call it brownfields. Our team would call it brownfields. It's got a lot of old, shafts, a lot of historical production. Going to those old brownfields targets and again applying our scientific method or our discovery-focused geoscience and drilling those out to really unlock what we think has the potential for 100 million ounces in the district.
Doug Cavey, Defiant Silver, what's going on? How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good. So I met you, so all of our listeners know, I met you about a week ago here in Atlanta at a luncheon. I rarely do this. I'm usually a lot more methodical, but I was so impressed with your company. I really was, that I am now an investor, just for everybody to know. I did like it, and I feel like very fortunate. I like this pullback here. Maybe not, you didn't like that, but I enjoyed that. And I'm a buyer into weakness. That's just how I roll. But yeah, I was really pleasantly surprised, and now I want to give all my viewers a 30,000-foot view here. Tell me about the project. Tell me what brought you to Defiant Silver and all of that.
Well, right on. Thank you, Andy. I really appreciate your support, and thought it was a really good set of meetings we had with your crowd there in Atlanta, and then just sort of the general space and everybody that was there, and their particular understanding of where we were in the metal market and like the pullback affecting all of us, and we've seen that weakness in the space since October. It's been kind of a general sector pullback. Metals been back testing, and for those who are buying in the market, I think it's an opportune time. We started kind of following that general year-end sell-off, and then hopefully we'll see a different market going into the new year. But just as a 50,000-foot view or 30,000-foot view, my name is Doug Cavey. I'm the Executive Vice President of Defiant Silver. Defiant Silver is a Mexico-focused exploration and development company, and we have two standalone assets down here. I'm sitting in Zacatecas right now. We're the second largest landholder in world-class Zacatecas district. So this district has produced historically about 1 billion ounces of silver, and we're right across the valley from the world's largest primary silver mining district, which is the Fresnillo. In the last 4 years, we've had a number of great milestones in the district, including drilling the second highest grade drill hole in the Zacatecas, well, in the Zacatecas state. Zacatecas state, just for you and your listeners, Zacatecas state is the largest silver producing state in Mexico, and Mexico is the largest silver producing country in the world. So we're sitting in the right area for these projects. It has a huge history of silver mining, almost a 500-year continuous history of silver mining, and it is where some of the world's largest silver mines exist. The state itself is the largest silver producing state, but it's also one of the largest gold producing states, and as well the second largest copper producing. We're in a mining jurisdiction that's very favorable for production, but also for foreign investment. And some of our neighbors include Newmont and Fresnillo, Teck and Agnico Eagle, Pan American Silver, and then our direct neighbor to the south is Capstone Mining at the Cozamin mine.
That's where I was going to ask you. Where are your neighbors? Well, okay. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. And our other assets is, again, standalone asset. It's a large copper gold asset. It's called T'Pol. It's got a long history. It's got a less 500-year history, but still a good history in the modern exploration markets. It's a large copper gold porphyry epithermal system. We actually just put out an updated resource estimate a couple of weeks ago, which you can find all the details on our website. But it does show a big system, and we believe there's a lot of room to grow on that as well.
Well, tell me about it. Let's go there. What do you confirmed that you have in the ground as of right now? Can you?
We have measured indicated just under 1 million ounces of gold, I think 925,000 ounces of gold, 450 million pounds of copper. And then inferred another 925,000 ounces and just under 1 million ounces of gold again there, and then another 450 million pounds of copper. And those numbers, it is a large system that has a lot of room to grow there.
Got it. So you're just short of 2 million, just confirmed 2 million ounces of gold, correct?
Measured indicated is 900, over 900,000 ounces of gold, and then inferred and not just over 900,000 ounces of gold as well. So we do have these two camps. I think it's really important to focus on the fact that, you know, we have a tremendous silver jurisdiction or a silver camp that we've spent the bulk, and our focus really has in the last 4 years has been on the silver properties here in Zacatecas, largely in part to the understanding and the capacity to advance it quite rapidly. Like I said, I'm sitting here in Zacatecas, Mexico right now. It's actually about 500 feet away from historic El Edén mine and the El Bote mines. So what we're looking at is, you know, this, we do have these two standalone assets, and it's advancing them both parallel to each other, but looking at how to provide liquidity on both assets themselves. So we are looking at drilling both assets, but the focus in Zacatecas is drilling it out, looking for a 50 million ounce resource within the main Grande vein system, and then in our camp, 100 million ounces throughout the district land holdings in the district, and in Zacatecas district. And then to Paul, looking at expanding the resource with our geologic knowledge, the resource that we had put out a couple of weeks ago, that resource was based on historical work that had been done prior to our involvement with the project. So moving these along, we're both advanced, and they're looking at the opportunity to either spin out the copper gold asset from our gold copper asset from the company and run it on its own balance sheet, while driving forward the pure play silver asset, defined silver under the defined silver name, and again just drilling out that main resource in the historic mines. We're drilling that resource out where there, you know, a historic 500 year mine was produced in the Grande Dane system, about 150 million ounces of silver. So it's really going to be a very, very, very advanced mining asset, and then drilling it using modern drilling methods, not looking at it like, you know, narrow high grade vein system, but like how do you capture the whole entire system? Doing the work to show the future mining potential of the Vida Grande vein system, alongside what is the exploration potential of the entire district. And like I said, we're the second largest landowner in the district. When you stand on our northern part of the property, the Lucita Light, you look over and you can see the Presidio mines on the side of the valley. So it's very much a kind of a two-prong. Maybe one would be more considered mine engineering, where you're in a resource area in the old mines, or looking at, you know, having that infrastructure advantage of the old mines that were operating until the 1980s. And then the exploration potential with districts, I'd call it brownfields. Our team would call it brownfields. It's got a lot of old, you know, shafts, a lot of historical production. Going to those old brownfields targets, and again, applying our scientific method or our discovery-focused geoscience and drilling those out to really unlock what we think has the potential for 100 million ounces in the district.
Yeah, that's a lot of silver. That's a lot of silver. By the way, just off the record, Ollie will cut out that first silver question that I asked you about. So, and then I'll cut this out, so don't worry about it. And then let's go here. Let's tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and the team's background.
Sure. A large part of our team our team has a lot of experience in global mineral exploration. Just starting from the top, Jen Roskowski is our principal geologist. She has a very full history working with major companies, looking at big, big exploration projects, taking a huge amount of data and synthesizing it into a workable target. And her knowledge has certainly been put to the test here, because it's such a huge asset with so much historical data, and then synthesizing it down and use modern concepts, 3D modeling, the correct type of drilling and real time drilling captures of oriented core, geological modeling, like on the fly geological modeling, and that's led to the creation of the awesome geological model, and really the work that she's done has led us to be able to hit the vein system in the Grande with 90% hit rate. So that's tremendous, and she does a phenomenal job of managing our geological and exploration teams here in Zacatecas. Myself and my father and Miguel Davila, we all came from a very successful M&A transaction in 2013. We all came from a company called Orco Silver. Orco was sold 2013. It was a bidding war between First Majestic and Coeur Mining. It was a buyout for $384 million. And we started with that project, a 7 million ounce silver system, and we drilled it to 264 million ounces and went to the bidding war in 2013. Miguel, who was on the ground from the beginning of that asset, he actually used to work with Goldcorp, and he was, you know, working with Randy Smallwood and Art Fries and a number of really, really storied veterans in the industry. He's also been on the ground for probably over 1 billion ounces of silver discovery in Mexico and has a 50-year exploration history in Mexico. And we looked at that, the opportunity with the Zacatecas district, and said, hey, okay, this district has a lot of potential to consolidate. Let's have an important, get the band back together over in Zacatecas. And then we built upon that kind of core people, myself, Jim, my dad, and my dad's been working in the industry for 45 plus years with OrQuest, our consulting company. And myself, Jim, George, and Miguel. And then Stephanie came on board, Dr. Stephanie Sikora, and she brought just this incredible amount of scientific knowledge and mineral systems knowledge. And she had done her PhD on large porphyry systems and large epithermal systems. And then we were able to then look at this district and say, how about we apply what we know about Mexico and what we know about modern systems targeting? And you see that with the results we've had in the past 5 years. And then leader of the team, Chris Wright, and he's a money guy. He runs two natural resource funds, and he's actually who phoned us and brought us into the opportunity here. Chris runs two natural resource funds, and one of them is the largest shareholder of Defiance, the 20% shareholder of Defiance. They've had a very successful track record investing and exiting in mining ventures, and have been the largest shareholder of Defiance since, I think, 2014. So that's been a perfect storm. And then we've been able to build on that team. Armando Vasquez is one of our senior geologists. He's, again, a very, very young geologist who is a perito minero here in Mexico. He's got a master's in science from King Warren School of Mining. He's been just able to kind of take a lot of the, you know, bigger concept ideas, bring it down to the permitting level and bring it down to how do we actually work this stuff, and then just keep it kind of, you know, on the rails, not just sort of, you know, conceptual, but let's get these things so that we can actually test these targets. And I think all of that combination of people has been shown in our spend and our capacity to use our exploration dollars wisely. And so in 2021, we did a big financing in 2021, and then we made that money last until 2024. And we did three drill programs and close to 24,000 meters of drilling. So it's this perfect storm of people who've all worked in Mexico and big geologic systems. We've had success on the exploration front. We've had success on the M&A front. We've had success on the mining front. But then we've also been able to kind of use our best efforts in operating, and we've had success on the spend, which has been pretty good for us because it hasn't exactly been the best market, as you're aware, from 2022 to 2023 and then this year, 2024. So I guess that's the 50,000 foot view. But from there, we really focus on or pride ourselves on being a local team. There's about three or four of us that are consultants or employees for the company, and everybody else is from Mexico. We have a strong group of people, the 35 of us here in Zacatecas. We have a program that we try and train young geologists to bring them up and teach them how to explore with global mining company methodology versus just sort of small jobs here and there. And so we've grown with a number of young geologists here in Zacatecas, and we're, again, pour that knowledge into the development of the Tapal asset.
Yeah, excellent. So one of the things that really stood out to me when I was interviewing you here in Atlanta was your background, the team's technical background, but then also, believe it or not, Chris, I love that he has a financial background. And to me, that means he's very aware of share structure, not hurting the shareholders, not hurting the investors, and being very aware of where the money's going. So that immediately, I caught that on my radar. But let's talk real quick, and I know you got to go here shortly, but let's talk real quick about share structure and about funding, if you would. How well are you funded? That's a big thing right now, just because of the tough times you've gone through. And then tell me about how many shares, or what percentage of shares do insiders own?
So share structure is like most junior companies around for a long time. It's suffered from some dilution, but we're still on the lower end of the dilution side. And then that's supported by about 26% management insiders ownership of the stock. So we do invest actively in the market. We do have a strong, we work for our shareholders. We're here for our shareholders' best interests. And Chris and his fund, the large percentage of, just under 20% of the stock, does show our support for the projects. We have had a number of successful financings. So we did a financing in 2020, 2021. We made that financing last until 2024. And then we did a couple of smaller financings this year just to not blow up the share structure when the market's quite bad and quite rough. We did hit a market cap of $220 million in 2021. And with the market just kind of in the space and has taken us back down to, I'm not sure what it is, but we're in a $50 million market cap range. We are cognizant of dilution, and so we don't try and really blow the share structure out. But like any junior exploration company, we're non-revenue generating, so we are kind of constantly having to look for funds to run the projects. Our cash position changes all the time. We have a low burn rate. We're about $100,000 a month Canadian on our burn rate. And then that can jump up to about $1 million a month when we're drilling. And our direct drilling costs is just over $250 a meter, excluding G&A. So on the lower end of the burn rate when we're drilling. Like your company, when our programs step up and when we do have to do more work, we are going to have to go look for additional financing. And certainly we are cognizant of what that does to the share structure.
Yeah, got it. Well, I actually think you're very tight. Your share structure is very tight, all things considered. So what was the one thing you would want to leave investors with, or potential investors with, going into the new year?
Well, going into the new year, and we talked about this, it's mining's not a zero sum game. When you see the sector and you like the sector, you buy the sector and you buy the space. We're one of a number of very, very prospective opportunities in Mexico, but we'll focus on Mexico. And we're one of a number of really great groups exploring here. And I think the opportunity right now is to look and do your homework and do your due diligence and say, who's the management team? What is their track record in the jurisdiction that they're working in? And what are they trying to do? Is it really complicated or not? And what we're trying to do is not reinvent the wheel. We've acquired large land positions along with advanced assets, and we're trying to drill out large resources and de-risk them to a point where we can bring in a strategic partner, or we can look at an outright fail, but looking at multiple opportunities for an active strategy for investors, not being stuck with one exit strategy. But rising tide lifts all boats. And I think that if you're looking in the mining space, you want to look towards, who are the good teams, who have the track record of success, who's brought shareholder success in the jurisdictions that they're working in. And we've certainly done that with our history working here in Mexico. And if you look at our milestones over the last 3 or 4 years, we've ticked off all of our milestones that we've gone and raised money to do. And I'm very confident that we'll continue to do that in the future.
Okay. These are my words, not Doug. My opinion on Mexico is that it can be tricky, but I want to be very well compensated for the risk that I am taking as a shareholder. This is not an endorsement, but I am a shareholder, so that should say enough of my comfort level with the risk there and the team that you have there to navigate that. The second thing is I want people to understand this is not reflective of the current price of silver. And just again, you assume if you silver is going to go higher, just imagine the torque that you a company like yourselves, like Defiant Silver, would have on the upside. So again, just consider all of that. Doug, want to thank you so much for your time. Wish you the best, and hopefully I'll see you again soon, and we'll have another conversation in the new year.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate your support, and excellent holiday season, everybody. Until the new year, where we wish for a bit of a loftier market, but in the meantime, we're just going to keep plugging on here, and just keep in touch. Would like to reach out. We're more than happy to see anything.
Yeah. How do they get in touch with you? What's your ticker?
If you our ticker is DEF on the Toronto Stock Exchange, D and CDF on the OTC market. And we're able to be reached through our social media, our website, great place to go, or they can reach out directly to you, put them my contact information, and we will be in touch, and we're happy to speak with anybody who's interested in either Zacatec in the Mexico space or in global exploration markets, which we have a, you know, as a team, over 200-year experience, cumulative 200-year experience working in.
Excellent. And that's defiancesilver.com, correct?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Andy.